glass half full person. My daughter is very much like me. And she has a little car like I have, a Hyundai i10. And she's always approached it a bit like Mary Poppins' bag, with that belief that she can fit absolutely everything into it. And we would never cease to be astounded at the amount of stuff that she would manage to fit in this car with the seats down to get it backwards and forwards to Northumberland or wherever she happened to be living at the time. Although there was one occasion, which wasn't to do with her car, it was to do with our car. She was given two sofas by a friend of ours, and this was when she was at university down in Southampton. She wanted them for her house in Southampton. So she said, "Mum, can you bring these sofas down?" So we put them in the trailer, and I drove down there. And it was one of those long, thin, terraced houses, and it had a staircase in the middle kind of going up. And she was in the front bedroom, and then she was trying to get the sofas down to the lounge, which was past the staircase towards the back. Well, she spent a very long time with me pushing and shoving, and her patient housemate, and he said to her, "Naomi, this isn't going to fit." She said, "Yes, it will." He said, "No, look, it really isn't going to fit." So in the end, we had to put one sofa in her bedroom and take the other one all the way back to High Wycombe again. But so generally being optimistic is good, but sometimes we have to have a realism check. Today, we are thinking about Joshua. Now, he was a very glass half full person. He always looked on the positive. When he and his friend Caleb went out as spies to look at the promised land, which we read about in Numbers a couple of weeks ago, they came back so positive. They said, "We can surely enter the promised land. It looks great." They didn't pay any attention to the very tall people who lived there. They weren't fazed by them. Whereas the other spies didn't focus on the grapefruit and the crops and the fertile soil. They saw only the negatives. The tall people who lived there, in their eyes, grew even bigger until they were insurmountable giants. Similarly, when it came to the fortified city of Jericho, Joshua wasn't fazed by this, because when he first took over leadership from Moses, God had promised him, and we read this in Joshua 1:7, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go." So he knew that he needed to listen to God and trust him, and he would be successful. So he prayed and he asked God to give him Jericho. And just as we've heard Bruce read to us today, he did. He gave Jericho to him. And of course, that story about the demolishing of the walls of Jericho is one that's very familiar to us. But it made me think about walls in general. And as human beings, I think that we are very good at putting up walls in our minds. And sometimes we allow our worries to build up like walls until we feel that we just can't cope. And sometimes we build walls between ourselves and other people. And very often the walls that we build in our minds are so much bigger than the reality of what we're actually facing. So today I thought it would be a good idea for us to think about what bricks are in the walls in our lives. And I think the things in the bricks can be things like doubt, worry about friends, family, finances. It could be unanswered prayers. At the moment, it could be worry about the future or health issues. And of course, today we've been thinking especially about those who are struggling financially in our town, who don't have enough food to eat. And we've chosen to share what we have by bringing our gifts and donating them to One Can. And of course, the wall that those people are facing is very real. But through One Can, one of those bricks is being removed, that fear of not having enough to eat. So what are the bricks in your wall? So hopefully you'll have printed out, or you could draw a little wall for yourself, like the one on the screen. Those in the church have got one. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give us a little bit of time with some background music for us to just write in the bricks on the wall things that we recognise our worries or fears, things that separate us from God. And then what we'll do is we'll put the box of pens by the door, and you can put your pen in the way out, and then we'll leave it for 72 hours. So we're very good at being sensible. I'm going to put up an example as well, so you've got that, and we'll listen to some music. And these are the things that you need God to demolish in your life. So hopefully that was a helpful exercise for you, and you've got some walls in front of you with a few things written on them. I found there's quite a lot of things I could write on my wall once I got started. What we learnt about Joshua and what we saw with him was that there were three stages to demolishing the walls in Jericho. First of all, he prayed. Secondly, he listened to God. And thirdly, he acted on what God said. So I'm going to pray now, and then I'm going to leave some quiet so that you can listen to anything that God would like you to do. And then I'm going to pray for courage for you to take the actions that he has suggested to you. So let's pray. Father God, we bring before you now these walls and the bricks that are in them, the things that separate us from you, our anxieties, our fears, our worries, and our doubts. Lord, in a moment of quiet, I ask that you would speak to each one of us, encourage us, and give us some direction, maybe for one of those bricks, to help us to know what would be the next step in helping us to deal with that. Father, thank you for your encouragement that you give to each one of us. I pray now, Lord, that you would help us to have that same courage that Joshua did when he went forward to face that city of Jericho. I just want to pray and remember that verse from Joshua and pray that for us. I pray, Lord, that each of us would be strong and very courageous, that we would be careful to obey all your laws that came down from Moses, all the things that you taught us in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and that we wouldn't turn from them to the right or to the left, that we may be successful wherever we go, that we might walk forward knowing that you are walking with us. Amen. And now we're going to sing or to listen to a song called 10,000 Reasons. And this is